Imagine yourself walking by a beautiful coastal vista. But it's still the 21st century. Luckily, it's not the CRA. It's your good friend, and he's called to tell you about the elusive Greenland shark.
They're very large. They live at very great depths, apparently. They're very slow moving, and nothing else was known about them.
That's exactly what Dr. Shadwick's friend told him.
He used to come back with these stories of these Greenland sharks that he was hearing about. He was there to work on other things, but the locals were telling him about these fish.
Today, we'll hear about Dr. Shadwick's experiences researching these deep sea giants.
My name's Bob Shadwick, and I'm a professor in the Department of Zoology. So I have a research program, a lab with students and some other research associates. And I also teach in the biomechanics program, part of the biology program.
During the summer of 2012, Dr. Shadwick and his colleagues set out to collect some specimens. But this wasn't your average trawling trip. It was for science, and they were going fishing for sharks.
So it's a research vessel, which was Danish, that was going off to do a research trip. And we went from Iceland on the ship over to Greenland, right behind the tail of Hurricane Sandy. And that was a ridiculous 36-hour trip. And then we went into this fjord in the southern part of Greenland where it was beautiful and flat and 500 meters deep and started fishing for sharks and finding lots of them.
He described the research trip as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
We got very lucky because there was a lot of money available to do this work because the Danish government wants to support research in Greenland. So we were actually able to take a ship with a crew of 20 and 20 scientists and just have no other distraction and have the whole thing devoted to the shark.
We asked Dr. Shadwick to describe the atmosphere of working on a research vessel.
It's an intensive immersion into the work without other distractions. And if it's a ship, it means there's a crew, there's somebody running the ship, there's somebody preparing the meals. All you have to think about is getting yourself out of bed and working.
I could tell that Dr. Shadwick was remembering some good times on board. When I told him that his job seemed like a lot of fun, he replied,
"Oh, none of this is for fun." Actually, it's all for fun.
It's all for fun.
Listening to Dr. Shadwick talk about his adventures in the Greenland Sea made me curious about how students could get involved in field research.
The thing to do is to get a summer research job in somebody's lab. There is money from the federal government, from NSERC, to support those, and there's some internal money from the Dean of Science to support them. And that is probably the best way in.
Thank you, Dr. Shadwick, for your time, and thank you for listening. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to find a summer job in the zoology department.